Florida State just hit the reset button on quarterback recruiting for 2026. I'm going to break down what changed, some names to know, and the direction that they're going in with Gus Malzahn as the OC now at Florida State. What's up, Noll Nation? I'm Jesse from Plant the Spear, and welcome to the episode. We also have an offensive tackle commit to talk about. You know, those are always my favorite offensive line commits. So let's jump into this. Look, Florida State, when they brought Gus Malzahn in as offensive coordinator, and let's be honest, after last year, some changes had to be made. Mike Norvell fielded one of the worst offenses in FSU history, which required him to bring in some fresh blood there on the offensive side of the ball, give up play calling, and that meant the new offensive coordinator bringing their new system. Now, while Gus Malzahn is the top of Mike Norvell's coaching tree, so their offensive concepts do share a lot of similarities, The one main difference is the way the quarterback position is used and the style of quarterback that they use in the system. Now, obviously, Mike Norvell had his most success in Tallahassee with Jordan Travis, a dual threat quarterback at the helm anyway. But when you look at Gus Malzahn and his offense, it has typically been based off a mobile run first type of quarterback. Now, of course, they actually throw the ball more than people think. They actually produce some pretty good passing stats as well, but it is very heavily predicated on the run. I mean, if you think back to his two most successful seasons as a play caller, would be 2010 with Cam Newton, as well as 2013 with Nick Marshall at the quarterback position. Both of those guys ran for over 1,000 yards in that season where they had the most success. Of course, Florida State brings in Boston College transfer Thomas Castellanos at quarterback, who also rushed for over 1,000 yards in 2022. So he's always had rushing quarterbacks. They had some pretty good runners there, like John Rhys Plumlee at UCF. So that's the style that they're switching to now. We know Mike Norvell was more of that pro-style, typical quarterback in his offenses at Memphis. But now we're seeing a change of direction, and it seems like Florida State is committing to, you know, getting the pieces necessary to run this Gus Malzahn offense going into the future. We also saw them bring in Kevin Sperry for 2025 after Malzahn was added to the staff. So they're already kind of building out that quarterback room with these dual threat type of guys. Now, really, the ball that dropped that hit that reset button was 2026 four-star quarterback Brady Smigel, however you say his last name, decommitted on Sunday. Now, this is something that we've kind of been expecting for a long time with the change in the system, with the bad season that they had in 2024. I mean, it's still a disappointment. Like, let's not beat around the bush here. The kid was a very talented quarterback, very productive, coach's son, all that stuff. It's a big loss for Florida State. He also got a visit this week from reigning national champion Ohio State, as well as some other big name programs. So everything really just kind of snowballed into this decommitment dropping. So that was unfortunate. But the good news is Florida State wasted absolutely no time going out and trying to find a suitable replacement. They dropped three offers on Sunday, almost immediately after the decommitment came out. And so that's what we're going to get into with these names today. Just wanted to bring you guys a quick update on where quarterback recruiting is going for 2026. Now, before we jump into that, make sure you check out today's sponsor, Alumni Hall FSU. Look, these guys, no matter what system you're running, they got elite FSU gear to match it. So make sure you check them out, 1415 Timberlane Road in Tallahassee, as well as online at alumnihall.com. Navigate over to the FSU page and use code SPEAR to save 10%. So we appreciate you supporting those that support us. So like I said, guys, when Malzahn came in, this is something that we expected them to not only kind of reset the position from where they were at, and you saw the immediate fallout of that. That's where Luke Kroemenhawk hit the transfer portal and went to a disastrous Mississippi State program that also went 2-10 in 2024. So, you know, there was a lot of rumors about why he hit the portal or not, but one of those was, you know, in his transfer graphic for leaving Florida State was talk about how the system, you know, to how his future development and what he wanted to be as that pro style quarterback. And so you saw that kind of transpire there. And then of course, now you see the decommitment of 2026. So we knew this was coming. And then now you're also going to see a recruiting shift in the type of quarterbacks they're going to get. So where does Florida State go from here? Well, the three names you need to know about that dropped yesterday is starting out four-star quarterback Bo Bentley. Almost immediately after Brady Smigel decommitted, four-star quarterback Bo Bentley announced via social media that FSU had made the offer. 6'2", 200 pounds, out of Salina, Texas, number 11 quarterback per 247. And this is an interesting prospect because I think Florida State is really going to go heavy on pursuing him. He has seen an absolutely meteoric rise in recruiting attention after a breakout junior season, which also happened to be his very first at the quarterback position. Now, his numbers are eye-popping, to say the least. First season at quarterback. This is the reason behind that meteoric rise. 69.8% completion percentage for 3,211 yards with a whopping 47 passing touchdowns to only 7 interceptions. He also added 923 rushing yards and 16 touchdowns on 124 carries. Look, FSU had already visited Bentley out at his high school in Texas, and he is planning a return trip to Tallahassee. So given how quickly they moved on him after the decommitment, I imagine he has to be at or near the top of their wish list. He currently does hold 25 offers with 15 offers from Power 4 schools. He is a top 200 recruit nationally, and as I mentioned, the number 11 quarterback in 2026, which I would expect to rise a little bit there with him only having one season of experience. So this is a big one to watch here. I mean, this is, you know, 6'2", 200, dual threat guy out of Texas, almost identical carbon copy to Kevin Sperry that they brought in the 2025 class. So that's a big name to watch there. Hopefully they can get him. Obviously, the more traction he gets in recruiting circles, the more competition you're going to have as well. So the second name that you need to know about is one that I feel really good about Florida State landing, and that is four-star quarterback Landon Duckworth, 6'3", 190, out of Jackson, Alabama, and he posted about receiving an offer almost right after Bentley did. Now, the thing that's interesting with Duckworth here and why I feel really good about this is he is very familiar with Gus Malzahn, who heavily recruited him at UCF, and the thing is, UCF was actually listed as the favorite to land Duckworth before Malzahn left for Tallahassee. So that would lead you to believe that Florida State, with an offer, would pretty much be in the driver's seat to land him at the quarterback position here. So that is why I do feel really good about Landon Duckworth, because of the familiarity with Malzahn, you know, pretty much already being committed to him at UCF. He did not actually commit, but he was pretty close. They were the favorite, as I mentioned. So you feel like you're pretty good in the driver's seat there. Now, 3-year starter at Jackson High School in Alabama, had his best season yet in 2024 as a junior. He threw for 3,439 yards, 39 touchdowns to 10 interceptions, added another 648 yards and 12 touchdowns on the ground to go with that. Now, he's a multi-sport athlete, also plays basketball and track and field. He is a top 100 recruit in the 2026 class nationally and the number 5 quarterback in the 2026 per 247, which is actually ranked slightly, I think, one spot higher than Brady Smigel was anyway. So Florida State, you know, since the cooling off of UCF, you do have South Carolina and Ole Miss that have gotten involved for his services there. But from what they say, Florida State is expected to make a full court press to land Duckworth. So I feel really good about where they are. And this is going to be one to watch, right? This is going to be probably your most likely target to land here. Now, one of the kind of more outside targets here that was also mentioned yesterday in getting an offer from Florida State was four-star quarterback Keyshawn Henderson. Now, this is an intriguing prospect here, right? 6'3", 185 out of Spring, Texas. He's a quarterback, but your eyes are not mistaking you if you're watching on YouTube here. That slide says number one athlete. The thing is, he has been viewed as a receiver as well as a DB by multiple programs. He has shown out as a receiver on some of the 7-on-7 tournaments as well. He is a dynamic athlete all the way around. He is actually listed as a 5-star and the number 2 athlete in the 247 composite ranking. So Florida State, obviously, with the Gus Malzahn on offense, views him more as a quarterback, a dual threat quarterback, which may give them an advantage if that's the position he really hopes to play in college. Now, the problem that I'm going to view here with Henderson is he's going to be the most difficult to pull, right? He has over 35 offers with some big names in the mix, such as Georgia, Auburn, Ole Miss, you name it, he's got an offer from them. So he's going to be hard to pull. And he is also currently committed to Houston at this time. Now, he's another guy that has seen a fast rise in the recruiting ranking. So I don't know how that Houston commit, how long that's going to last. He was the 2025 Navy All-American Bowl MVP. So this would be a massive get if Florida State was able to pull him. But I think at the end of the day, what you're looking at here is, although the decommitment, yes, it was a hit to that 2026 class, it was pretty much expected, right? And Florida State staff, obviously, with these three offers going out immediately, they are telling you that they have a clear picture of what they want. And that is that dual threat style quarterback that Gus Malzahn has had success with in the past. And, you know, when we're in the middle of rebuilding the trenches, you know, hopefully Herb Hand can get this offensive line where we want it to be. We're going to talk about an offensive line commitment here in just a second, but that's what you want, man. Let's get someone to help you build, you know, that quarterback position, and also to help an offensive line that we don't know what shape it's going to be in the next few years. Now, the thing is, you know, really when you think about football, obviously it's been pro-style quarterbacks for a long time, but we've seen really a change in direction in recent years, not only college, but NFL, with the successful quarterbacks that are dual threat guys like Jalen Hurts, you know, that's going to the Super Bowl right now. Pat Mahomes, you had Lamar Jackson. Obviously, you had a dual threat quarterback. Not great on the quarterback side, more on the runner side, there with Riley Leonard in the national championship for Notre Dame as well. So Florida State extends three new offers out, and that is where it stands right now for them. So we will keep our eyes on this and see where, how these recruitments, how they develop in the next couple months as Florida State looks to make a push to find their replacement for the quarterback position in 2026. But I think any three of these guys are going to be highly coveted by Florida State. I think any of the three could run this offense successfully. I think obviously here Duckworth is going to be your favorite to land. I think Henderson is going to be the hardest to pull, but one you really want, because I mean, he could be valuable at multiple positions. And then of course with Bentley, I think he's kind of the wild card here. If he can put up another season his senior year like he did the junior year, I mean, those numbers are insane. So that would be a guy that you would love to have in the fold as well. So the last thing I want to get to here, as we hinted in the opening, is a offensive line commitment for Florida State that I wanted to bring you before we got out of here. And that is Chasten Brown, four-star offensive tackle, 6'7", 270 out of Warner Robins, Georgia, listed as the number 21 offensive tackle in the 247 rankings, was previously committed to UCF before Herb Hand and Gus Malzahn departed for Tallahassee. Felt like a natural fit to come to Tallahassee. Took his official over the weekend, committed to Florida State on Sunday night. Look, this is the high upside play for Florida State. This guy has only been playing varsity football since 2023, and in his very first season was named the Georgia Region 1-6A Offensive Lineman of the Year. He has incredible length for a tackle, 37.5-inch arms, 6'7". Look, how many times have we seen Florida State push a guard type of body out to the offensive tackle position? And it didn't work. It didn't have great success. So this is someone that truly has that tackle length. Now, the issue with Brown here is, from what I've heard, he weighed in at around 252 pounds during his visit to Florida State this past weekend. So he's going to have to add 50 to 60 pounds of mass. Now, that's not an overnight process. Florida State doesn't need him this year, so I expect him to take that red shirt. But this is going to be a 2 to 3 year body transformation. However, I think this is one of those where it's a high upside play that hopefully with Herb Hamm at the helm, we'll actually start to see some of these pan out, unlike they did under Alex Atkins. You know, just like I'm waiting for with Lucas Simmons. That's another true tackle body that I'm waiting to be developed to contribute on this offensive line. So I do think it's a good take with a high upside here. It's just, you know, you're going to need to do some development. His footwork is a little bit raw because he hasn't been playing football for very long. But, I mean, he's really good at working in space. He's really good at getting his hands on you and using that length to wall off defenders, which is a great attribute to have at the tackle position. And so this is a guy that you're looking at building in the future for. Not an immediate help, but in the future. And that's something that, you know, the size that he has is something that's consistent with what Herb Hand likes to use at offensive tackle. We obviously brought in Micah Pettis from Ole Miss for this year, 6'7". Last year at UCF, his tackles were 6'7" and 6'10". So he fits the mold. He's able to climb well. He's able to work out in space on screens, you know, a lot of what they do with the Gus Malzahn offense. So good pickup for Florida State, more of a developmental future project, but just wanted to touch on that as we talk about recruiting for Florida State, you know, as the traditional signing day in February closes in just a short period here. I know they're also pushing for Zaire Mathis, defensive end, that they had on campus recently as well. So in the middle of recording this video, Florida State got another commitment. So we're going to go ahead through the power of editing, go ahead and tack it onto this video. Florida State lands a running back for 2026, four-star Amari Clemens, 5'10", 187, about an hour outside of Tallahassee, out of Mariana, Florida, the number 24 running back in the 247 composite. Man, this kid put up some eye-popping numbers last year. 1,880 yards on the ground on only 153 carries, which equals 12.3 yards per carry. 34 touchdowns, added 14 receptions for 247 yards and another three touchdowns. That's over 2,000 all-purpose yards, over 35 touchdowns last season. I mean, just a versatile, great, highly productive back. Chose Florida State over in-state rivals Florida, Miami, as well as Auburn and Ole Miss. So it's always good to beat out those types of programs for a player like this. And as you know, that Gus Malzahn offense, that run-predicated offense we've been talking about in this episode, is very attractive to running backs. So amongst all the other things we've talked about, Florida State gets a nice commitment here for 2026 at the running back position. That's going to be it for today, guys. Just wanted to bring you a quick update on this quarterback reset for Florida State. We see, again, they're embracing that Gus Malzahn offense, going to get a dual threat quarterback. Look, I like it. After seeing what Jordan Travis was able to do, after knowing the condition of this offensive line, which hopefully gets fixed under Herb Hand, I like the thought of having a dual threat quarterback. So we'll be following these three developments here, and hopefully Florida State can get one of them in the fold. Make sure you stay tuned for the full schedule breakdown on Wednesday as the schedule gets released on Monday night, depending on when you're watching this. We'll have that coming for you in the next couple days. So I also wrote some articles on all of this over at plantthespear.com that you can check out on our website. Appreciate you guys watching. Make sure you check out Alumni Hall, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for watching. As always, go Noles. We'll be right back.